Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. This episode is Brody Waters Jamelka 2024 post-race. Bit of an interesting one, talking to him in regards to kind of what it was like going into his first race after such a serious accident from Kalgoorlie 2023. Getting a bit of the scaries going, which is a different perspective from the rider. I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was really cool to see that mentality, and also what it's like to have someone like Ben Grabham in your corner to kind of help you and coach you through it, to make you realize that, you know, getting through the race is winning, you know. And so this was really cool for Brody to kind of open up and be a kind of a bit more honest about what it's like racing after a massive injury. So I do appreciate you, Brody. I think people should really go and follow Brody Waters and kind of this year, because he really is coming from such a serious injury, rebuilding himself, getting that confidence back, and kind of coming around with the results. He came around with second. So absolutely epic weekend for him to ride on a 450 Honda too. So it's cool to see the Honda back in the desert. It's been a long time since those been back on the podium. So hopefully he can bring it all together for Fink, which he'll be heading to now. So Brody Waters, thank you very much for your time. Also massive thanks to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, On Point Motor and Suspension, Whole Shot Graphics, Acherby's Australia, and Adventure On Store. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you very much to everyone who continues to listen to us. We will be at the Tumut Transmoto next weekend, so make sure you come and find us. We won't have the van, but we will be there. And then we're at Kosciuszko, and then we're at a whole bunch of events, so make sure you come find us. I will have some merch for sale for the 10 Deserts Victoria, which is eating me alive because deserts are flooded. WA is bloody raining. The Simpson Desert's got water. So it's going to happen. So we're just going to stand by, people. But for now, Brody Waters, you're a legend. Everyone else, get on to Brody. Thank you very much. Enjoy. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time, and everyone that gets on this podcast. We share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn, really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia, and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited, the guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia, we wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure, and that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers. Brody Waters, how are you, man?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm fine, mate. It is exciting to see you back on the bike racing again. How do you feel?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely a good one to get the weekend at Jamelka over and done with for the first one back. Not going to lie, I went in, I was telling myself I was fine, but sad day, I look back now and think about it, I was shit myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then come Sunday, it was all sweet, and yeah, in the end, I had an awesome weekend.
Look, you know, we were just speaking before, and I think it's kind of one of those psychological battles that a lot of guys have when they get back on the bike. I know it's you've come back from such a serious injury in Kalgoorlie to then get back on the bike and really into a desert-style racing again. You hadn't had much time on the bike. That shitting yourself, did you kind of expect that going into the race? Did you feel like you were going to get tensed up?
To be honest, no. When I've been out practicing, I felt 100% normal on the bike, and I was like, honestly, I sort of felt like I hadn't been off the bike. Yeah, I was a little bit more cautious when the bike would get out of shape or anything like that. I would be like a little bit more hesitant, but when I lined up on Saturday, I don't know, I was telling myself, oh, it's all fine, but then I did say to the boys at the start of Prologue, I don't care where I finish, as long as I make it back here to the finish line. For this one, I'll be happy. And that's probably when I realized hang on, I'm a little bit more nervous than I'm letting myself lead on.
Yeah, right. It's a crazy way it works, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely didn't think I was in that headspace, but then, yeah, I rode sad day and I felt awkward on the bike, uncomfortable, like just, yeah, like I shouldn't have been there. And then, yeah, I was quite disappointed until after sad day, until Grabo grabbed me and had a couple of words to me. And then I was like, yeah, well, I suppose it's not all that bad, really.
Yeah,
and
look,
then focused on Sunday.
I mean, you said before, like, you and your road, you felt really stiff and you kind of even got a sore back. I mean, was that just kind of, you're really cautious about how you're riding, or you just didn't feel comfortable on the bike?
I think I just rode, like, nervous and stiff on the bike, which then I think because I was so stiff and tensed up, it made my back fall apart on Saturday. Like, I know at my final fuel stop, I said to the guys that were fueling me, my back's like cooked. I can't, yeah, I'm struggling. And then Saturday afternoon, I could hardly move. And I was shitting myself that I wouldn't be actually able to back it up Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, and it is crazy that you woke Sunday morning, you woke up and you were totally fine.
Yeah, Sunday morning I woke up and I was like, this is all sweet. Don't know what you were talking about yesterday afternoon.
That's so crazy. Like, it just must be all that in your head, like just getting so tension tight. And then as soon as you kind of went to sleep, Graham must have whispered something pretty special in your ear for it to completely change you.
It's just, I was always like, and I say it to him, I always look at him as a legend and I take everything on board that he gives me, all the info. And you know, he was a minute and a bit quicker than me on day one each lap, and I was like, what am I doing? You know, like, I should be battling with Grabo, I shouldn't be like a minute and a bit slower than him. Like, you need to pull your shit together. And then he was like, hey dude, this is all you needed to do for day one, you're back. I know you think you're mentally all right, but you just need to worry about clocking up the Ks and look at the big picture, and things aren't all that bad, you know. You're not going to be that far behind all the time.
Yeah. No, and that's so cool.
And then, yeah, I actually sat there and thought about it when I got into my swag that night, and I was like, yeah, well, to hear that from someone his caliber that's been there, been through the injuries, all that, and come back from injuries, it was a good confidence boost to know that I hadn't lost. I wasn't losing it, sort of thing.
No, look, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, if anybody's got the advice to, after coming back from an injury, and how to get back into the mindset of racing, it's Grabo. And to have him in the corner is just something real special, which is kind of where you're leading on the next couple of weeks, going to Fink and training with him and having him as that mentor. It's kind of priceless having him there for that information.
Yeah, and that's for this year. It's been awesome that I've been able to align it and make it all happen with him. And I was lucky enough that he's, yeah, willing to pass on his knowledge and support me all the way.
No, look, and we can talk about the bike too, because you're on a Honda 450, which is, it's great to see them back in the desert. How did the bike feel? I mean, you had a couple of hours on it beforehand. How did it actually feel in race conditions?
Yeah, in race conditions. So we did a test 2 weeks ago with Grabo in Mildura, and that was really the only time that I'd ridden the bike properly from Kalgoorlie. And then, yeah, I had Grabo and my suspension, Byron Draper, here. And then we did 2 days. And then, yeah, went to Jamalka to put it through its first proper race test. And the thing was unreal. I'm looking forward to getting to Fink and actually seeing what it's like up there.
And the horsepower, the power of the bike. I mean, people probably look at it and go, 450, oh, you know, you're really going to struggle against these big 500s.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind if people think that, because I know from what testing and everything we've done so far, it's definitely not like that.
That's awesome. That's so good.
The bikes, yeah, the Honda 450 standard is a exceptionally well powered motorcycle.
That's awesome. And it's cool to see you putting more and more time into the bike, especially, you know, as I said, you're going up to Fink in a couple of weeks to run with Grabo. How are you mentally preparing for that?
Just taking it easy, just cruising. Like, I've put some dot points down that I want to improve from Jamalka, and then when Grabo gets home, we'll discuss all that and work out a plan of what we need to do to fix those problems. And then, put all focus into to going to Alice for the test. And then, yeah, we'll just plug away and do Grabo's plan up there. He's already sent me a bit of a structure of what we're going to do and how he wants to do it. And I'm pretty keen to get it underway.
Absolutely. As we keep saying, like, to have Grabo, who's run teams, who's run the race many times and won it, it's cool to have him in your corner. Do you think, though, the only thing going to hold you back could be you?
Yes and no. Like, this year I'm trying to – normally I try to hold everything myself, and I try to do everything, build the bikes myself, organize everything from, you know, the traveling to the accommodation to flights for everyone. Whereas this year I'm trying to stand back and get some more people involved and turn up and try to be just focused on being a motorbike rider instead of trying to organize a team and, you know, what everyone's doing.
I mean, that's kind of what you did last year. And I think, unfortunately, it didn't work out for one race with your bike failure. So I guess, is that a lesson learned from last year?
It's not so much that, the bike failure or anything like that. It's just by the time I get to the likes of Fink last year, you know, I organized all my own fuel stops. I had like 20 people in Alice last year for myself, and I was the one that had the plan for what everyone had to do, what they needed to get organized, all that. So the week leading up to the event, I'm telling everyone what they got to do and how I want it done and all that. And it's, by the time Friday comes, I honestly just feel like I was spent and mentally drained and just had put that much pressure on myself to organize everything and then try to line up and try to go as good as I could. I think it was just, in the big picture, too much work to try to do.
Which is fair. I mean, prepping for Fink is a lot anyway, so then to add all those other jobs to your kind of your schedule, it must just take up too much time.
Yeah, it gets like to the point, and, you know, I know, like, Walshy runs his own team and he organises it, but it's easier to do when you're in your own town, you're not travelling, and you're not organising everyone to come 25 hours away, sort of thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so then I suppose we should probably talk about Jamalka as well. How did you actually find the course itself?
It was good fun. I really enjoyed it. It was a little bit different. The track was had quite a few cutbacks on itself, so you sort of looped around on itself a few times.
Yep.
It was an awesome event. Ben, the owner of it, he did everything to make everyone happy. You know, he was all for making the event bigger and better.
Yep.
And I take my hat off to the effort that he's put in there. Like, the complex isn't probably one of the best set up complexes for off-road race, like desert racing, for what we do. Like, he's got the big shed there, all with the medical center, all that sort of stuff built in there, and it's all just for that event,
which is awesome.
Which, to have someone so passionate and so keen on the event, is awesome to have that involved in our sport.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
Yeah, we need some more people like that.
Absolutely. And then the terrain, did it kind of suit your riding style as well?
It, to be honest, was a little bit like home. Like, where everyone goes out and tests for Hatter at Nwinji. It was like salt flat and then a bit of sand. So it was a little bit like riding around Mildura, to be honest.
Oh, mate, right up your alley.
Yeah, and same old dust. That's all we have here, except for the week of Hatter, and then it's just bull dust here. So, look,
and so, what about bike setup? Did you change much? Because obviously you hadn't ridden much beforehand. Did you kind of, the bike evolve over the weekend?
To be honest, and I'm not going to lie here, I didn't touch a clicker, and I didn't change that's a awesome. Single thing. That's I so changed cool. the rear tire from Saturday to Sunday.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm extremely happy with where, after the testing in Mildura that we did, where I've got the bike and how it's working. And that's why I am so keen to see what it's going to be like in Alice, because I know everything's different, but the bikes feel so good here that none of my other bikes have worked like this before.
Wow. And so then, I guess from that point of view, what did you find the most nerve-wracking when you lined up on Saturday? Was it the high-speed stuff? Was it the dust? Was it the corners? What was it?
I think just the whole lot, like the pressure of lining back up, the nerves of it, all that, and then being a little bit dusty. Obviously, I was scared being in the dust. I just didn't want to crash again, and I think that's what I was so nervous about. It was just literally crashing.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a thing. And as you said before, you're lucky you had Grabo kind of in your corner and whispering those words to you. But on the flip side, what's it kind of like watching Grabo? I mean, he's a nicest, tamest guy you'll ever meet. And what's it like watching him turn it on to the point where he goes and wins the event?
I'm all good for him to do it, to be honest. I if anyone's just going to beat me, I'd rather it to be him.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, yeah, we were all race both days. We were both giving each other the thumbs up as you pass each other, you know, I'm going one way, he's going the other way. We'd both give each other the thumbs up. Or on Sunday, I was waving, telling him to slow down.
Yeah, I saw that post. That was mean. Yeah, that was good.
All I did is 80s dust for the three laps. So I just was like, slow down, let me get close enough that I'm, buddy, not just sitting in your dust.
But it is cool for that to happen too.
Yeah, and that was like, I enjoy racing with Ben because I guess we both have a lot of respect for each other. So it's good fun, like to get into a battle and you can have, yeah, a lot of fun with him.
I mean, it's really cool as well to see kind of not only that, but you kind of get to see the master at work as well. Like a guy has so much experience and so much time on a bike that when he turns it on, you get to see him in full flight.
Yeah, and that was also the cool thing because, like, he followed me in Prologue and he's like, oh, come back. He's like, geez, you overshot the few corners there I see in your wheel marks. And then for me to be the one putting the pressure on him on Sunday and see that he still makes some of those same mistakes, like overshooting some of the turns and stuff like that, for me, it was a good confidence boost to know that, all right, he still does it. I'm the one putting the pressure on him now, not him putting the pressure on me. And, you know, I crumbled under his pressure the same as he's like making the mistakes now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was good fun and I like it because, you see, I also watch and learn a lot of things off him from when he's doing it.
Yeah.
Like where he pushes and where he doesn't push. Yeah, which was good to pick up where you can see he's conserving energy and not trying so hard, and then where he really puts in and has, you know, digs deep for that next section or whatever. No, so that was good to watch.
And also just how smooth he is with his transitions on the bike and the power and things like that. He's definitely a cool rider for you to be picking stuff up from because you've already got a great style already. So then to finesse it with his style as well really will kind of propel your riding very far.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hoping, that it can help me get to that next step. I just feel like the last couple of years I went a little bit stagnant. I got to a point and then just felt like I should have kept moving forwards, but I felt like I've just hit like a bit of a wall. And then, yeah, this year with having Grabo so far, I feel like that just the extra confidence that I've got in having him there is helping me keep chipping away at things.
Man, that's awesome. Well, Brody, thanks for your time, man. I know there's probably a lot of people, though, you want to thank for getting you there. It takes a whole team to kind of get you where you are. Who would those people be?
I'd just like to thank Honda Australia, Froth, Alpine Star Thor, Michelin Tires, Gas Imports, 727 Moto, Draper Motorsports, Grabo, Trail and Track, Neck and Bars, Module Designs, Foresight Building Solution, and I just say, yeah, my partner at home, Tamika, just for putting up with me going to training every week and never being at home.
Yeah, watching you back get back on a bike after such a horrific event as well, it's pretty cool for her to be so supportive.
Yeah, I'm quite lucky there, and yeah, she puts up with a fair bit, so yeah.
Well, look, Fink's a big one coming up. What other events could we potentially see you at?
Yeah, Fink's my main one from now on. I'll definitely be at Hatter, lined up at Hatter. Then I'll be Don River and planning to do Kalgoorlie again because I need to go back and not let it beat me.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
So I've got those two events after Hatter. They're ones that once Hatter's done, I'll be full focused on making sure I hit those two events pretty hard and focus because, yeah, they've both been a kick in the guts to me.
Well, look, man, I look forward to seeing you at Fink, seeing what you can pull out of the bag and then lining up with you at Don River and Kalgoorlie, mate, because, yeah, it's going to be exciting to see where you are by the end of the year and hopefully get you up on that podium.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right, cheers, mate.
Cheers, catch up.